It's time for Topic A, and joining us on the line, it's J.C. Fultz with the State Fire Marshal. J.C., how are you this morning?
Morning, how you doing?
I am doing great. Thanks for carving out some time for us today to talk about something that is super, super important, and this is fire safety around the house, and particularly around this time of the year. You know, I assume that we should just start with the trees.
Yeah, you know, the old Christmas tree, everybody loves to have that beautiful big Christmas tree in their living room, and it smells so good. I don't know about most of you out there, but I love that smell of that pine tree in the living room this time of the year. And it's important, though, that we got to keep that tree watered. This is a living, breathing organism that we're bringing into our house, and if we don't keep it watered, it dries out very quickly, especially with the heat running. You get the lower humidity within the house, and that sucks that moisture out of that tree. Or you have pets in the house. I know a lot of dogs get interested. They love to drink out of places they shouldn't drink, which would be the tree base sometimes. And I always think of the movie National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. When the older gentleman goes in, poof, you hear the tree go up. We just don't need that happening in our house. In all seriousness, make sure that you're checking that water level daily, adding water to the base of the tree daily. And we also do a needle test. You can take one of the branches, put your hand gently on the branch, and pull backwards along the needles. And if you get needles in your hand, that means the tree is starting to dry out. If you don't get any needles in your hand, or maybe one or two needles, then the tree is properly hydrated. So that's very important to remember. Also, when you're placing that tree in the living room, place it away from any kind of heating source. Keep it away from any of the registers that put out the heat, or any other items in your home that produce heat, especially some lights and those types of things. Now, the LED lights we put on our Christmas trees, those are pretty good. But kind of going off of that track as well, when you're putting up lights, whether that's on the tree, whether that's outside of the home, make sure you read the manufacturer's instructions on those lights, because we need to know how many of those strings we can put together. It's not one of those infinite, it runs forever through infinity with strings. There's only a certain amount that those particular strings can handle, the current-wise, when it's going through it. So that's something to keep in mind when you're doing that as well. And one of the number one causes of home fires during the holiday season are candles. We all love the smell of a holiday candle. They look really pretty. We really encourage everyone, if you're going to be using candles, consider flameless or battery-powered candles this time of the year. That way you take away that risk of having that open flame in the home. I know my kids get curious. I have a six-month-old golden retriever puppy whose tail doesn't know where it's going, or he doesn't know where he's going half the time. It's important, if you're going to have a candle in the home that is burning, that you create a kid-free and pet-free zone around those candles. Put them up somewhere where they can't be accidentally knocked over. If you accidentally knock over a candle, we know what can happen at that particular point. So it's very important that you extinguish all those lit candles before you go to bed at night, or before you leave the house, or even leave the room.
Hey, all good advice. J.C. Fultz with the State Fire Marshal joining us. We've got about 30 seconds left. Now, you know, that tree is going to stop taking water at some point. When do you suggest getting rid of it, right at or just after the holidays?
Usually around December 30th. That's a good time to go ahead and get rid of the tree, get it out of the house, because, again, we don't want it to dry out. Eventually, it's going to expire. It can't live forever without its root system. So, again, December 30th is a good time to go ahead and remove the tree out of the house and, you know, make sure that when you place it away from the house, you place it away so it's not right up against the house. So in case there's an accidental fire, it can't catch the tree, which then could catch the side of the house on fire. So place it away from the house far enough that if there's an accidental fire, it can't start to your house.
It's all great advice. We appreciate it. J.C. Fultz with the State Fire Marshal. Have a great weekend.
You too. Happy holidays, everyone.